Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the exclusive home of Dallas Cowboys football. KRLD FM and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth. Let's go, Cowboys.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD FM or Odyssey.
Welcome to another beautiful weekend of the TexasLending.com mortgage show, where we will spend the next hour talking about your favorite topic other than sports, which is financing your home. I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com, here to share with you how to save money when it comes to that process of buying, refinancing, getting cash out of your home, trying to figure out how to get that house that you've always looked for, maybe keeping that house, or maybe reducing your debt payments with a cash-out refinance or home equity loan. It all starts here by you texting me your questions. That's how we do it here on the show. You can text early and often at 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. That's your text line to get your questions in. Hey, can I buy a home this year? Can I get cash out of my home? A lot of people have a lot of equity in their homes, and, you know, inflation isn't going away. It hasn't gone away, and we've seen gas prices start to move back up on us. So what to expect? I'm not sure what to expect. I don't think rates are going down anytime soon. If they do go down, it's for political reasons because inflation is still rearing its head. And we'd all like rates to go down because we'd like to be able to buy homes at cheaper interest rates. But what has that done? It's just, you know, it's muted the home purchase market a little bit, but there's a lot of things going on out there in the real estate world, and we'll talk about them a little bit today. Talk about interest rates some and find out where those things are right now. And what the weird thing is we're seeing reports that existing home sales in the United States, that there was a report this week, existing home sales last month went up. So that's a good thing that the housing market is remaining resilient. Our home values are keeping their values. And so when it comes to getting cash out, maybe you have a home that's paid off and you want to get some cash to reduce your debt payments. If you're sitting on credit card payments of 25 or 30%, yeah, that's where credit card interest rates are. If you have an interest rate around there and you want to get your rates reduced so that the interest you're paying on your debt is less, and so therefore you're keeping money in your pocket rather than giving it to a bank in interest, that's where we start with TexasLending.com. So that number is 214-354-5989. Mortgage rates, what went on this week? We've seen them dance around. In 2021, in December, your mortgage rates are down between 2.5% and 3%. That's a relative number. You could see an interest rate of 2.5% to 3% if you're out there shopping for a mortgage. Some a little bit higher, some a little bit lower. And then in 2022, in the beginning of the year in January, the Federal Reserve said they're going to start raising rates. And it started a cascade, and not even a cascade, it started an immediate rise in interest rates. They went from 2.5% potential up to around 7.5%, and that took about 10 months. And so our interest rates tripled, you could say they tripled, because if rates were at 3%, you know, 7.5% is not triple, but if they were at 2.5%, 7.5% has tripled. So that caused the refinance market to tank and drop 90% in 10 months. We saw home purchases drop about 30%. And they kind of remain steady. These home purchases have remained steady for the last 12 months. But we've seen interest rates remain steady for the last 12 months. And when I say steady, I mean you've seen the mortgage rates somewhere between 6.5% and 8% in the last 12 months, in that range. They've dipped down, they've gone up. They've dipped down, they've gone up. And I throw that 8% out there because you can get rates better than 8% right now. But some of you, I don't want to give everyone the hope that you're going to get a rate of 6.5%. A lot of you have lower credit scores. If you're getting a loan size of, let's call it $100,000 with some lower credit scores and not much equity in the loan, then you might see rates creeping up near 8%. Some of you have, when I say low credit, that's for institutional type loans that can be sold. Because when we do loans, mortgages get sold. When you do your loan to Bank of America, your loan gets sold. When you do your loan with Chase Bank, your loan gets sold. When you do your loan with Wells Fargo, your loan gets sold. When you do your loan with TexasLending.com, your loan is sold. The loans are sold into the secondary market. There needs to be a market. See, the banks don't have trillions of dollars and then they just do trillions of dollars and then they run out of money. They do a loan and then they sell it. And they do a loan and they sell it. And the loan gets sold to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae, I'll call it 90% of the time. The banks do hold some loans. The typical loans that a bank would hold on to would be jumbo loans. They want the jumbo loan client. They want the jumbo loans business for investing. They want the jumbo loans bank account. But the vast majority of loans, I'm just going to say 90%+ of loans get sold into the secondary market. And so what does that mean? If you want to get an institutional loan that can be sold into the secondary market, then typically you're going to have a credit score of, most loans are going to be 620 credit score or higher. 620 credit score or higher. They can be done for a little bit less credit scores. You might see them a little bit lower on FHA loans, on VA loans, on USDA loans, loans that can be insured by the federal government, insured against loan default to protect the banks. Those loans with a little bit lower credit scores that are sold to institutional investors, for the lower credit scores of 600, 590, 610, those will typically be sold to Ginnie Mae. Okay, that's the Government National Mortgage Association, right? So the Ginnie Mae is where you're going to see a majority of those lower credit score loans for FHA, VA, USDA. That's where you're going to see a lot of those get sold. Now, USDA is a whole different thing. USDA, you're out in the rural area. USDA is a loan. If you're just tuning in for the first time, there are mortgages for people that live in rural areas at zero down. There are loans with zero down payments for people in rural areas. They're called USDA loans, just like the same people who grade the meat. They also offer insurance for mortgage lenders to do 100% financing to people that live in those rural areas. Those loans come with lower credit score options, like I said, near 600. You could say that they're insured by the USDA, but they also require that they require that you do not have the ability to get a conventional loan. And what I mean by that is, if you have the financing available, if you have the cash available to put a down payment and get a conventional loan, you don't need a USDA loan. You don't need a zero down loan if you have the cash for a down payment on a conventional loan. So the USDA says, we're going to document your assets and your bank accounts to make sure you really don't have the money for the down payment before we're going to insure your loan at zero down. So the USDA offers loans if you have low asset availability for down payment. You also have an income. There's an income restriction for USDA loans, depending on what area you're living in, and they'll compare your income to the area you're living in. And so USDA is an option. If you ever want to find out if you're in a USDA area for home loans, go to the USDA website, and you can look into the availability of home loans for USDA in your zip code. You can pull it up, and you can take a look at it. Text me your questions at 214-354-5989. I know I'm throwing around a lot of information out there. Text me your questions, though. If you want me to answer your question about getting cash out of your home, let me know. Let me know if you have what your current credit score is. Let me know what your current interest rate is on your home. And let me know the value of your home and what you owe on your home. Some of you have your home paid off. There is no interest rate. You have your home paid off. But let me know your scenario so I can give you an idea of the best way to get cash out of your home, whether it's a first lien cash out refinance, where you're going to find rates typically between 7.5% and 8% right now on a lot of those cash out loans. Maybe you have a real low credit score of 580 or 570. There are some loans out there that are harder to get. It's harder to get those loans. Those are called non-QM loans. Non-QM. They're not going to go to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae. They're going to go to investors and hedge funds that go out there and they buy these loans that have higher interest rates of 9 to 12% in most cases. But there's options, and I'm here to share with you your options. So send me your questions, 214-354-5989. If you have that lower loan amount, that $100,000 loan, you're trying to get that institutional loan, just know your rates are probably going to be not 6.5%. In most cases, they're going to be closer to 8%. There's a range for all of you. If you're driving around, there is no one interest rate for you. There is no rate for you. Your rate is depending on how you land your plane. You know, are you going to do a hard landing? Are you going to go out there and pay a bunch of closing costs and points to buy your rate down? Or are you going to try to do it with low closing costs? Or maybe if you're buying a home, have the seller cover your closing costs. Or maybe ask your lender to help out with some closing costs. Because there are costs associated with getting a loan. Title companies cost money to insure your title. There's appraisers that need to get paid for driving around and appraising your home. There are surveys that need to be required. There are companies that go out there and they verify whether you've paid your taxes or not, or they verify with the federal government that the tax returns you gave your mortgage company are the same tax returns you gave to the IRS to verify. There's a lot of things that go on in the expenses of doing a home loan. Not only that, there are employees that need to get paid. The government thinks that our employees are junk. They call them junk fees for closing fees and things like this. They call our employees junk for the mortgage business. When you try to charge a closing fee or an underwriting fee for an underwriter that needs to get paid to underwrite the loan, these are real fees. They're real expenses. They can get financed in the interest rate at higher rates, or they can be paid up front so that your long-term interest rate you're paying on your mortgage is lower. So I would say that most of you are going to qualify for a rate range, most of you between 6.5% and 8% if you have good credit. Most of you are going to qualify for a rate between 6.5% and 8% if you have a good credit for most loan programs that are first lien mortgages on primary residences. Primary residences will include condos. Primary residences will include townhouses. They'll include a single family household. If you want an investment property, tack on 1.5% interest rate, or you're going to pay typically because the way that things are working out in the industry right now, if you're getting an investment property, most likely you're going to pay a couple points up front on your mortgage. just to be able to fit your loan into the market, because the market is very tight right now, and they don't really have an ability for your mortgage company in many cases to throw. There are fees that get charged by Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and Ginnie Mae. They pass along fees to mortgage companies. Mortgage companies have the fees passed along to them, us, and then we need to pass those fees along to you because we have to pay Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae to get the loan done. And if you're getting an investment property, just know there's typically a 2 to 3% charge that gets passed on to a mortgage company, a 2 to 3% of the loan amount charge that gets passed on to a mortgage company to do an investment property loan. Now, in normal times, the mortgage company will absorb that fee into a higher interest rate for you. But because the market is so tight, a lot of them are unable to do that. A lot of those loans for investment properties were unable to have those fees absorbed by your interest rate with a higher rate. So you'd probably be looking at a rate of, let's call it 8 to 8.5 on an investment property and probably paying a couple points up front. That's what you should expect. Okay, so text me your questions, 214-354-5989, 214-354-5989. Get in touch with me now, and I'll be happy to answer your questions. I got to take a break. And if you have a question, maybe you're self-employed, maybe you get paid in cash, maybe you're 1099 with several jobs, you're driving trucks and you work for several companies, you still want to get yourself a home loan, text me your questions, 214-354-5989. I'm Kevin Miller of the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, and I'm coming back for more after these messages on 105.3 The Fan.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
When is a good time to buy a home? Have you waited too long? Well, there's two ideas. Either the rates are going to go up, so you're buying at the right time now, or the rates are going to go down, and you're going to refinance later. If you're looking to buy a home, find that home of your dreams, start with TexasLending.com. We'll take care of you now and in the future. Start with TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, NMLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Life doesn't stop when the economy is uncertain. The market might not care you have a wedding to plan, or a kid to put through school. And inflation doesn't know you've got a family to feed. But Bank of America does, and is here to help. With digital tools to help you save and local experts in North Texas, you can keep life moving forward the way you need it to. Bank of America, what would you like the power to do? Learn more at bofa.com/North Texas. Bank of America NA, member FDIC, equal credit opportunity lender.
Spring is blooming in the Lone Star State, and Circle K is here for it. College basketball, spring break, St. Patrick's Day, and Easter, celebrate them all with big deals from Circle K. 12-pack Modelo Especial cans, just $16.99. And buy two, get one free on C4 Ultimate Energy Drinks, including our exclusive flavor, Guava Nectarine. And don't forget to grab a large Polar Pop for 99 cents. Celebrate spring with Circle K, America's thirst stop.
Officer out of participating Dallas-Fort Worth stores. Must be good drinking age. Please drink responsibly. See store for details.
Spring forward. Upgrade your home, business, or large commercial facility now with the latest technology from DFW Security. If your system is older than 5 years, it's time to upgrade. DFW Security has reliable, convenient, affordable technology professionally installed. Take command with their all-in-one app powered by Alarm.com. Control your alarm, access control, cameras, garage door, and more. DFW Security, your local experts for over 30 years. Call now or go to DFWSecurity.com.
DFWSecurity.com.
Colos, you need to download the Prize Picks app right now to your smartphone. It's the number one fantasy sports app in all of America, and Prize Picks has been a game changer for me and Walchuk. We're cashing out left and right, just watching our favorite players play our favorite sports. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, okay? Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the numbers. There are no sharks. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. So whatever your favorite sport, whatever your favorite player, you can cash in on knowing him better than anybody else. I know Luke is scoring more than 30 versus the Sixers. Cha-ching! You got Corey Seager and the Rangers about to start the season. You have hockey. You have college basketball. All your favorite sports you can cash in on thanks to the Prize Picks app. And if you download the app today, use code TOLO for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code TOLO on Prize Picks for a deposit match up to $100. Let's cash in together. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for details.
All right, we're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you text me your questions. I'll get to them right here. It's 214-354-5989. Make sure you go to TexasLending.com today. We have our loan officers ready to take your phone call. Many of them are working into late in the afternoon. So if today you get that inkling and you don't want to do it on Monday or Tuesday, your loan officer can get you a quote today. They can get your paperwork to you. You know, a lot of our paperwork at TexasLending.com, you take a picture of your, you know, you're trying to get your documentation done. You take a photo of your W-2 and you just text it to the loan officer. You take a, and then it goes right into our mortgage portal. Your tax return, you just take a photo of it and it, you just send it right in. So a lot, most things are done electronically now. They, you know, we'll email you your docs, or you can go to a portal and download them. You sign them digitally, most of them. And so things are a lot easier these days than it used to be. So things can get going pretty fast. So that by the time Monday rolls around, we can lock your rate in. If you're trying to get cash out of your home, it can happen pretty quick. Loans are closing in a couple weeks right now, a little bit less, a little bit more in many cases, but they can close pretty quick depending on your needs. So make sure you go to TexasLending.com. We'll take care of you there. All right. We have a lot of good questions coming in, so thanks for getting them going here. We have a person who they make about $50,000 a year, and they want to buy a house, and they want to get a second home in 12 months. So they want to buy a house right now, and then 12 months from now, they want to buy another home. And so they're trying to figure out how to do that. And yeah, there's a lot of different things that are going to come your way. And you've already this person already texted me a lot of their scenarios, as in they want to buy the house, they want to live there 12 months. And I appreciate that they want to live there 12 months, because then they want to turn it into an investment property and then buy another property. Now, when you have an investment property, let's call it a rental property, and you want to use the income from the rental property, unless you're getting $2,000 a month in income, and let's call it rent, you're getting $2,000 a month in rent on a property. When we go to qualify you for a mortgage, we can only use 75% of the rental income. So if it's $2,000, we can only use 75% of that, or $1,500 of that income, to offset the payment. So there's a payment associated with that house, and there's rent coming in. So wherever the rent is, we take 75% of that. This person already knows that. So how, making $50,000 a year, can they then buy a second home? And they want to buy a multifamily home, and they want to rent out some of it. And so I would take a look on just working your way through this. Now, one of the nice things about the FHA is you can get a multifamily home on an FHA loan. So you can buy up to a fourplex on FHA, and every county has a different limit of how high they will go on an FHA loan. You can go to the FHA, the HUD website, and click on the maximum loan sizes for duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. They all have a different maximum loan amount for FHA in every county. And so Collin County's not going to be the same as Freestone County, you know? And so they're going to have different, they're going to have different duplex loan amount maximums for FHA. So depending on where you're living, you can take a look at that. And you can get in on those things depending on what kind of income you're going to have on those things coming in. We need to take a look at the whole package there. But I would say this. We have really long-term experienced loan officers at TexasLending.com that will take a look at this for you, find out what you can qualify for, guide you, work with them, have a cup of coffee over the phone with them, or go out and have a cup of coffee with them, so you get to know your loan officer, so that, you know, once you look at each other in the eye and you shake hands, you know you're working with someone that you know and that you can work together on hopefully getting the loan that you're most likely going to be able to, one, live in or rent out down the road. Okay, hopefully that helps you. You need to get that pre-approval and get everything going to find out the best way to get that done. Here's another person coming in here. We are looking to buy our first home. We don't have any money down. We have decent credit, 730 with wife of 675. Looking for a house between 350 and 400. Income is around 160 combined. Can we get a no money down loan? So I'm going to share with you the no money down loans. And the ways to get the least amount of money down. So if you're driving around right now and you want to know the zero money down loans and the least amount of money out of pocket loans, I'm going to canvas most of that for you. So first of all, we know that if you either of you are a veteran or you qualify in any way for a VA loan, VA loans are typically 100% financing. They come in typically at 102 to 103% financing because we need to finance the VA insurance, okay, the VA funding fee that the VA has. So it's 100%, it's zero down, but typically the financing is 102 to 103% depending on whether you have disabilities. Some of those funding fees can be reduced. If you're putting a down payment, well, that negates the idea of zero down. But my point is VA is 100% financing in the fact that you don't have a down payment requirement for VA. Okay, now when we get into USDA, we talked about that in the USDA areas and the rural areas. You have a portion of the median income limitations on income, depending on where you live. The USDA is a zero down, 100% financing loan, and they have their own insurance for USDA. So there's obviously different requirements for USDA than VA, and you need to make sure you talk to a loan officer to find them out. But I'm just talking about in the market, the loans that do have zero down availability. Now, when we talk about conventional loans, the minimum down payment for a conventional loan, the minimal down is 3%. Okay? There is a minimal down payment option of 3% on conventional. There are loans through Home Possible and Home Ready. What are Home Possible and Home Ready? Those are marketing names for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac that offer a little bit less down payment for you. Well, they don't offer less down payment, but they do offer a rebate at closing for you from Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac that comes into an equivalent typically of around 1% of the loan amount. And so I'm just kind of giving you round numbers so you have an idea. You can look further into it with our loan officers. But the point is, to qualify for the rebate on the down payment on the Home Possible and Home Ready product, there's also a limitation on the income depending on the area that you live in, the zip code that you live in, the town, the county that you live in, and you have to be under a certain portion of the median income for the county for you to be able to qualify for that rebate. If you don't qualify for that rebate and you need the 3% down for the conventional first-time home buyer, if that's what you need, just know that the 3% down does have a higher mortgage insurance than someone who's going to put 15% down or 10% down. As a matter of fact, your mortgage insurance that you need to pay will also be dependent on your credit score. So if you can get higher credit scores, your mortgage insurance payments, the PMI on a conventional loan can get reduced if you have a larger down payment and or a higher credit score. The 3% down can be paid for in several ways. There are 3% downs for some people. There are the Homes for Heroes there where you have people that are working in police or firefighters or teachers. There are some programs where you have an ability to have less down payment for your situation for that loan program. And there are different requirements for that. And so you need to talk to TexasLending.com where one of our loan officers can take a look. We don't know what kind of job you have, but we need to take a look into that and see if you qualify for one of those. Okay, the 3% down can be covered with a gift from a relative if you have a benevolent parent or a benevolent grandparent or a brother or a sister, they can gift you money for your down payment on a home loan. This person texted back, said, wife is a high school teacher. You may qualify for one of those Homes for Heroes or our teacher program and take a look and see how you can get some of that paid for. Your closing costs, there are closing costs on mortgages, but you can negotiate with the seller and the realtors that you're working with to have the realtors negotiate to have the seller cover some of your closing costs. So, or all of your closing costs in the sales price. So if think minimum down payment of 3% on conventional. If you do have a teacher discount, we can take a look and see if we can get that done for you. But you can get a gift. You can go to your employer and see if there's any gift programs for that. And there are also down payment assistance programs. Down payment assistance programs our options for you as well. Some of those down payment assistance programs need to get paid back over the time. Some of them don't need to be paid back over time, depending on how long you're going to live in the home. And so these are your options on conventional. The 3% down minimum for first-time home buyers that come with higher rates and higher PMI scenarios, but they can be paid for with gifts from relatives. You can get some discounts, again, on the HEROES programs. The down payment assistance programs are available and options for you in some of those. And so, man, there's a lot of different things out there, and we have to look through your income to see if it qualifies for some of these home possible home ready discounts. We need to take a look at the down payment assistance programs. And not only that, there are also some grants in your neighborhood. You may not know it. You can go to your municipality. You can go to your city or your county and see if your city or county. So for example, I live in Farmers Branch, and Farmers Branch for many years has had discounts for people that want to do home improvements. And if you get $100,000 home improvements, the city will not charge you for the increased home value for several years. They will allow you to pay your current home value for taxes so that you will make the improvements in the investment in your house so that you can get discounts sometimes on down payments. Or when you're trying to get yourself into a home, there are bond programs. There are state, city, and county bond programs that can also contribute to your down payment. You need to talk to your loan officer, and they need, or you can do some of that yourself. Just look into your county and your city to see if they have any contributions and bond programs for down payments on home loans. FHA minimum out of pocket is 3.5%. That 3.5% can go towards closing costs or down payment. You can get gift funds as well, gift funds from family members, your employer, and other options for gift funds towards an FHA loan. In Texas, everyone that's getting a loan between $350,000 and $400,000. Everyone that is getting into a loan between $350,000 and $400,000 may qualify, as long as they qualify for FHA, because FHA loan limits are higher than that, so that the loan limitations for FHA are much higher than the $400,000 that this person is looking at. So there are options for you. And you can call TexasLending.com and start looking at the ways to get things saved up for your down payment on your home loan. Hopefully that helps a lot of you. If you have questions about your scenario, send me the following information when you're buying a home. I'll give you about how much home you might qualify for, some of your current income, your current credit score, and your expected down payment. I'll give you an idea about how much home you may qualify for. You're listening to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I have to take a break right now. When we come back, I'll get to more of your questions. There's a bunch of them. Get yours in now at 214-354-5989 on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show and 105.3 The Fan.
Are you one of the many people with credit card payments coming out your wazoo? That's not good, because your friends are looking at your wazoo and they see credit card payments coming out. You need TexasLending.com. You need to get a cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit today. 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Bassett.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
year? Need new windows? Well, I've got a home run deal for you. I'm here with Dax Kurtz, co-owner of Best Buy Windows and Siding.
Thanks, Mike. Boy, do I have a deal for the Tolos. 10 single-hung windows for only $59.50. It's a deal you won't find anywhere else.
Before the heat is in full swing, start saving today and get Best Buy Window Lifetime Warranty.
That's right, Mike. We offer a lifetime warranty on all our windows.
Call 469-WINDOWS or visit BestBuyWindowsAndSiding.com today.
Best Buy Windows and Siding.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello?
This is your fortune. Listen, the Powerball jackpot is over $700 million. Download the free Jackpot.com lottery app and buy your official state lottery tickets right from your phone.
I can do that.
With the Jackpot.com lottery app, you can.
Your fortune is calling. Download the free Jackpot.com lottery app and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to the App Store and search for the Jackpot.com lottery app.
Baseball is back at the ballpark. Join us for an epic opening weekend as your world champion Texas Rangers kick off the regular season against the Chicago Cubs. Come early Saturday, March 30th for the pregame ring ceremony and celebration. Then come back for the season's first Sunday matinee. Plus, all weekend, the team will be wearing the championship gold uniforms. Grab your seats now at Rangers.com.
RJ Chop here by your friends over at QC Kinetics. Where's your pain? Is it your knees, your hips, your back? Don't let it sideline you any longer, and don't let them tell you that surgery is your only option. Call QC Kinetics, the future of pain relief. This is the science of using natural biologics from your own body that can bring you lasting relief. No drugs, no steroids, no surgery, no downtime. Trusted by patients all over America, over 150 clinics nationwide. Emmett Smith raves about QC Kinetics. I've used them both the right side and the left side of my body. You can start to live big again in 2024. You can use your HSA or your FSA. You put them to work to get you the relief you need so badly. QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610. Advanced Regenerative Treatments, 972-972-8610. Dallas, Fort Worth, Plano, Grapevine, and Richardson. QC Kinetics. Free consultation, 972-972-8610.
Did you hear? Petco has great low prices on all the brands your pet loves, like Fancy Feast, Blue Buffalo, Hill's Science Diet, and more. Stop by for food and everything you need for your pet and see what your trusted neighborhood spot and their knowledgeable employees have to offer. From low-cost vaccinations to full vet services, to grooming, training, and supplies for dogs, cats, fish, birds, and small pets, too. Visit Petco. Go today.
Here's the biggest question for you when you're trying to get into a home. Is this a short-term transaction or a long-term relationship with you and your family and the home you're living in? Because long-term, invariably, your home value is going to go up. So why do you keep on renting? Get into a home now. Start now at TexasLending.com with a first-time home buyer program, or if you're selling a home and buying a new one, start today with that free pre-approval at TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 2297. Equal housing lender.
Back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. I think I've been here since 2011 on this station. I want to fight you, the fan. It's been a long time. Time is flying. I must be having fun. Hopefully you're having fun this Saturday. Hopefully you have a great sunny weekend. Hopefully the lakes are all filled up after all the rain that we've had. And hopefully you can get yourself into a home this year with TexasLending.com. So make sure you go online and apply today. We have people texting in. Text me your questions at 214-354-5989. This person says they left their job in 2022 and started a business with their wife. And they want to be able to get into a home. They want to know what kind of income history do they need since they've gone self-employed. They really don't have a W-2 income anymore. How do you document your income when you're self-employed? You want to get yourself into a home. They say their credit score is around 700 credit score. Okay. And they own a home right now, and they want to keep the home, and they want to buy another home and rent out the existing one. So if you're going to rent out the existing home, we talked earlier about one person, and if you're going to rent it out, you're going to get a lease on that property. Now, you might still be living in that house when you're buying the other house, and you don't have a lease yet on it. So we need to be able to qualify you with your existing home payment and your new home payment. if you do get a lease signed on this property, then again, we can only take 75% of the rental income. But how do you get into the home with income documentation if you're self-employed? Now, if you are self-employed, any of you are self-employed out there, and we need to use self-employment income, we're not only going to get, this is for a conventional institutional loan. When we call institutional, we're talking VA, FHA, USDA, conventional. The non-QM loans are options where you don't have traditional income documentation, but traditional income documentation for self-employment is going to include your tax returns, personal, as well as your tax returns, business. If your business is writing off a lot of your income, if your business is losing money, the underwriters want to make sure your business is not going out of business. If your business is going out of business, you're shortly going to have no income. So you might be writing yourself a good income out of your business, but if the business is losing money, then that's not good for getting yourself into a home. So what we want to document is your ability to have income in your business and income for your personal for 2 years. If you cannot document that, because you've shown, you said here that you didn't start your business till December of 2022. So you have a little over a year of income on the self-employed. So here's how we do it. We need to look at non-QM loans. For you, we need to look at bank statements. We want to look at if you do have, depending on how you're paying yourself with your self-employment business, if you're getting 1099s, if let's say you're self-employed but you're kind of working for other companies as self-employed and you're getting a 1099, we can look at your 2023 1099. If you are self-employed and you're not getting 1099s, we can use bank statements. Now, there are bank statement programs, and there's different ones. They don't all go to the same place. The bank statement, when I say the same places, these get sold into a secondary market of a group of investors out there. Let's call it a group. Let's call it 20 different investors for 20 different non-QM, non-qualified mortgages. They don't qualify for institutional insurance. They don't qualify for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae outlets. They qualify for these investor outlets. And these investor outlets want to see your ability and must by law, mortgage companies must document your ability to repay the mortgage. We can't be putting you into a residential home loan for your primary residence in this country. We cannot do that unless we document you have an ability to repay that loan at the time of closing. Now, we don't know what's going to happen after you close the loan, but we, by all good measures, we'll be documenting your ability to repay that. And in the case of bank statements, we will be taking a look at either 12 to 24 months of bank statements. What do we want to see in those bank statements? We want to see that the bank statements have a monthly deposit amount that is enough to qualify you for the mortgage. So let's say your average deposits in your personal bank statements are $10,000 or $15,000 or $5,000, and the average is $5,000. We're going to average that $5,000 over a year. That's $60,000 a year of income. Now, we don't want $60,000 coming in 1 month and zero coming in the rest of the year. We want to see a steady stream of deposits. When I say steady, 5,000 one month, 10 the next, 7 the next, 8, 9, 12. We're going to use these average deposits as your income for the non-QM loan. Non-QM loans, depending on your credit score and down payment, when you're looking at non-QM, think in your head 10 to 30% down. If you have the most outstanding scenario of 850 credit scores, and you have 10% down, and you have documented income that is solid with bank statements, you might be able to get as little as 10% down. For some of you, you have a 600 credit score. You might need 30% down. And so non-QM loans are typically going to find rates somewhere between 8.5% and 11%. They might go as high as 12% if you have a really low credit score. You don't have as much of a down payment. You don't have a full 2 years of bank statements. So hopefully this helps you. Hopefully this gets you down the right path so you can take a look at that. And when it comes to getting an equity loan out of your property, you may also get equity loans on non-QM loans, But again, those rates, you got to be in your brain thinking 9.5% to 10.5% on these non-QM loans. That's a range. They can be higher, they can be lower, but I'm giving you just where a starting point so that you're not thinking 5%, 6%, 7%. These non-QM loans have higher rates because they're not insured by the institutional investor. Okay. Hopefully that helps you. And you can go online and apply, or you, when I say apply, get your information into us at texaslending.com. We'll schedule a time to talk with you now or during the week. Okay. This person says they're buying a second home, which is a double wide on Calendar Lake. My credit is 818. Rate is quoted at 8% with 2 points. That sounds about right for a manufactured home. Sounds similar to what you've been saying. Does Texas Lending have any other creative structures? This would also, I have a great way to put zero. You know what? I'm being funny here. If you put 100% down, our rate is zero. And so we have those options for you. I'm being funny, but this also assumes 20% down. Hope to use equity in my primary, which is about 650. Learn I cannot unless using for my primary. Okay, I hope to use equity in my primary. And don't want to refi with cash out as a rate is, you know, okay, so they currently have a mortgage at 3.25% interest rate. And they don't want to be refinancing, but they can get cash out of that property. They can get a home equity second lien. You can get a home equity second lien on that primary. And you can get cash out of that. And your rate's probably going to be, you know, like I said, 10 to 12% on it for your second lien home equity loan. So that is an option for you. You can get cash out on that, and then you can go. But listen, if you can get 8% on a manufactured home versus 10% on a home equity loan, sounds like the 8% on the manufactured home is a better rate for you. But that's about what we're talking about for a manufactured home. And because manufactured homes, a lot of cases come along with some fees that are passed along to us by the secondary market, not just us, but your bank and everybody else. It's a lot harder these days for mortgage companies to be able to roll your closing costs into a mortgage. In good times, the secondary market is paying more for your mortgage. They pay the mortgage investors, mortgage lenders more. They're not paying mortgage companies a whole lot for these mortgages right now. Why aren't they? Because they fear that rates will drop and they'll get refinanced. See, if they think that they can hold on to that mortgage for a long time, they're willing to pay more to the mortgage lenders for the loan. They're willing to pay Bank of America more. See, Bank of America, they sell a majority of their mortgages. And then they say, but why am I paying Bank of America? Because the entity that they sell your mortgage to, they allow Bank of America to service the mortgage for you. And then what Bank of America does is they collect your payment and they forward the payment on to the company that they sold it to. Why would Bank of America do this? Because if you're paying Bank of America for your mortgage, which they then collect and send on to the company they sold it to, because Bank of America has a servicing division, they service the mortgage, then Bank of America, because you're a client of theirs for servicing the mortgage, can send you mail about car loans and deposits and investment opportunities through their investment division. That's why they do it. The loan has been sold. They have a right to service the loan. They own the servicing rights. They do not own the mortgage over 90% of their mortgages that they do. So all your lenders, TexasLending.com, include that we sell the loans into the secondary market. We also can service your loan, but we choose to not service the loan most of the time because we do not have deposits. We do not collect your bank accounts and things like this. So for us, we want to help you get the best deal possible. We focus on the mortgage. That's what we do. We're very focused on the mortgage. And that's your opportunity with TexasLending.com because we do a lot of mortgages and we can help you in that regard, whether it's a first lien, a second lien, a cash out and such. Okay, time for a break. Keep those questions coming in, 214-354-5989. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com today. And we'll get back in touch with you after these messages. We'll answer more of your questions on 105.3 The Fan.
try the new $1.99 crispy tender wraps at Sonic in bold flavors like Hickory Barbecue and Cheesy Baja, a whole lot of TLC, Tender Love and Chicken, for $1.99. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
How do you know if a home equity loan is right for you? It's real simple. Start with TexasHoney.com. Compare your current situation to your new situation with a free quote with TexasHoney.com. Keep your first lien interest rate. Call about a second lien home equity loan. Reduce your interest rates you're paying on credit cards. Get those college tuition bills paid off right now. Start with TexasHoney.com, a company you can trust. Go online and apply right now. TexasHoney.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Personal foul on the road? J. Alexander Law is your MVP in court. As the trusted law firm and proud sponsor of the Dallas Mavs, we are committed to fighting for your rights, whether you're hurt by an 18-wheeler or hurt on the job. Call J. Alexander Law and let us guide you towards the justice and compensation you deserve. 888-88-INJURED. 888-88-INJURED. Principal Office, Dallas, Texas.
At GiveMeTheVIN.com, we pride ourselves in being America's best car buyer, bringing top dollar for your car with an online process that's fast and easy. But you might not know that we've got a special interest in buying your truck. Luxury haulers, workhorse diesels, or just your favorite pickup truck, we've specialized in putting the right money on your truck for longer than anybody. Go to GiveMeTheVIN.com today and get your check on the spot from America's best car and truck buyer.
Sell us your car! GiveMeTheVIN.com. So easy you can do it in your underwear!
A happy place comes in many colors. Whatever your color, bring happiness home with CertaPro Painters and make your happy place your home. CertaPro Painters, that's painting happy. During our spring sales event, special offers are available through April 30th. Schedule your home painting project today and bring happiness home. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Contractor license and registration information is available at CertaPro.com.
It already feels like home.
The stars look amazing tonight. Hold up. Is that a UFO?
Quick, grab a photo.
Oh, it's too far away and too dark.
Don't worry. My Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra can handle it.
What?
Your UFO? It's a drone.
Aww.
See what others can't with Zoom with Galaxy AI on the new S24 Ultra. Get yours now at Samsung.com. Epic. Just like that.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello?
This is your fortune. Listen, the Powerball jackpot is over $700 million. Download the free Jackpot.com lottery app and buy your official state lottery tickets right from your phone.
I can do that.
With the Jackpot.com lottery app, you can.
Your fortune is calling. Download the free Jackpot.com lottery app and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to the App Store and search for the Jackpot.com lottery app.
Are you struggling to get Wi-Fi in every room of your home? Maybe it's time to switch to Verizon Home Internet with Whole Home Wi-Fi. It's exactly what it sounds like. Fast, reliable Wi-Fi that covers your entire home. And it's included at no extra charge when you switch to a 5G Home Plus plan. So whether you're gaming in the basement, working on your laptop in the kitchen, or streaming your favorite shows upstairs, you can count on Verizon to make sure your internet reaches every room. And now, get a 5-year price guarantee when you switch to 5G Home Internet. That's right. Pay the same price for 5 years. Call 1-800-VERIZON to switch today. It's your Verizon. Wi-Fi extender provided during professional setup, if recommended after Wi-Fi performance analysis or shipped upon customer request after setup. May require the purchase of additional Wi-Fi extenders. 5-year price guarantee offer valid through 4/10/24 for new Verizon Home Internet customers who have not subscribed to a VHI service within the last 90 days. Applies only to the then current base monthly rate, exclusive of any other setup and additional equipment charges, discounts, or promotions.
Try the new $1.99 crispy tender wraps at Sonic in bold flavors like Hickory Barbecue and Cheesy Baja. A whole lot of TLC, Tender Love and Chicken, for $1.99. For a limited time, only at Sonic.
March is critical time to check your home's windows. Call the pros at Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two windows free, plus zero down, zero interest, and no payments for 24 months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com now.
All right, back in the TexasHoney.com Mortgage Show, I'm Kevin Miller. Make sure you go to the TexasHoney.com website, get your information in there. We will text you and ask when you want to set up a time to talk. We'll call you, And if you want to talk later in the day, let's say 3 o'clock or Monday at 2 p.m., we will schedule that for you. And it's great these days to be able to do this for your home loan. Just get your information in there, and we'll be happy to work with you on getting you a great deal. Okay, that's what we're all here for, to get you the best financing you can get on your home loan for people here in Texas, with people in your own backyard. Okay, we have JT. He's a veteran. I'm assuming JT's a he. So JT is a veteran. And so I'm 74 years old, and I'm buying a VA home. My daughter and son-in-law live with me. And so JT owns a home, 74 years old, has a daughter and son-in-law living with him. And so, well, the daughter is taking over everything except the bills. I've only been here. Is it possible to be able to sell the house? It is possible. You can sell the house. And what I don't know is, when you sell your house, is there equity to be able to cover the realtors? Is there equity to be able to cover anything you owe on your home versus the new sales price? Hopefully the home value has gone up. If the home value has gone up, then you'll have some equity there to take care of those other things. So there are possibilities to do this. We just don't know your whole scenario there. So call one of our loan officers, find out what your current situation is, and find out what your options are for getting yourself into a new home. A lot of you don't know it, but at that age of 74, there are options for also reverse mortgages. A VA is great for your low down payments, but there are also reverse mortgages. You can buy a home on a reverse mortgage if you're older than the age of 62 and you want to get a reverse mortgage. Typically, the younger you are, let's say you are 62, you're typically going to put down, for example, maybe 40% on the home loan, but then you don't have a principal and interest payment monthly. You will pay taxes on the property. You will pay insurance on the property. But the principal and interest payment on a reverse mortgage is typically, it is delayed until after you sell the house or pass away, depending on which one happens first. So I'm just giving you options if you're going to move into a new home, JT, then that's an option. You have the VA option and pay your principal and interest monthly, or you have the reverse mortgage, which is another option you need to look into if that's a desire for you. Okay, more questions that have come in here. Let's see. When will we are about to retire? If we choose to buy a final house, what would be considered? Credit scores of 800 plus, home equity of 350K, monthly retirement income of 8K before retirement savings use. When will we see the impact of the property tax reduction resulting from the election results? They had this property tax reduction thing, but we also have this thing where, you know, if your home is going up in value fast, you may not have seen this yet. A lot of homes have gone up over 50%, but your taxes have not increased that much yet. And what I mean by that is, the taxes can increase 10% per year maximum. So if you've seen a 50% increase in a home value, you may not have seen a 50% increase in the taxes on the property yet. I don't know when this property tax reduction thing is going to go through. I'm not sure. I have to take a look further into that. I haven't paid attention. There's a lot of other things going on in the market right now. For example, the National Association of Realtors has had a settlement recently that's going to highly impact when you're buying a home and selling a home, who gets charged, how much you're paying to a realtor. These things are all in the mix right now. We don't know how it's all going to fall out, but we'll get to you more on that in the future. I'd be talking out of school if I knew how it's all going to land and how it's all going to get finished. They're trying to work their way through that. But I'm out of time. I have to get going. I wish we had more time. Thank you for all your questions today. You all have a great weekend, and make sure you tune in every weekend to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. We'll see you next week on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, right back here on 105.3 The Fan.
Are you one of the many people with credit card payments coming out your wazoo? That's not good, because your friends are looking at your wazoo and they see credit card payments coming out. You need TexasLending.com. You need to get a cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit today. 972-387-4600, TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Bassick with 105.3 The Fan. You have heard about the TrustedLab.com before. It is a Texas company with the highest quality CBD products. Many people say it helps with with muscle and joint pain, delivered right to your door. CBD is all natural, and many use it before going to sleep. CBD is not addictive, and it is all natural. Go to thetrustedlab.com and see which CBD product is best for you. CBD you can trust. Use code FAN, F-A-N, for an extra 20% off your first purchase, thetrustedlab.com.
Dollar taco deals are here at Fuzzy's Taco Shop with $1 OG tacos for a limited time. Here's the deal. When you order any Primo Baja item, you can have one of our famous OG tacos for $1. Get an authentic Baja fish taco and get an OG taco for $1. Get a savory margarita shrimp taco. Get an OG taco for $1. Get our fan favorite quesabirria tacos, and yep, you get it. Now get it for real by ordering online at your favorite Fuzzy's Taco Shop today before this dollar taco deal dishes out for good.
Lock in your rock-bottom deal during Ford Truck Month at Rockwall Ford. Score a truckload of savings in our entire inventory of the most powerful Ford trucks all month long. Like a new 2023 Ford F-150 XLT. Finance at 1.9% APR plus $1,000 in special cash and no payments for 90 days. Don't let Ford Truck Month markdowns pass you by. Hurry in today to shop the rock and save. Or shop our entire inventory online anytime at rockwallford.com. For offer details, call 469-887-1138.
Are you whelmed by your credit card payments? Before you become overwhelmed, start with TexasLending.com today and get a cash out refinance or a home equity line of credit to start this new year right. Get your finances in order with a mortgage company you can trust with that home equity line of credit or cash out refinance from TexasLending.com.
4201 Spring Valley Road, Suite 1150, Dallas, Texas, 75244, and MLS number 2297, Equal Housing Lender.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello?
This is your fortune. Listen, the Powerball jackpot is over $700 million. Download the free jackpot.com lottery app and buy your official state lottery tickets right from your phone.
I can do that.
With the jackpot.com lottery app, you can.
Your fortune is calling. Download the free jackpot.com lottery app and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Plus, get a free lottery ticket with your first play. Go to the app store and search for the jackpot.com lottery app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.